kill. Yeah, boy. Okay, Itmar. The top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph we left off. Itmar, Hoyu Loi Bonim, Piyoisoi Goy, Vinizgaya. Somebody had, again, the Gemara is going into this here because the Mishnah discussed this person who had children. A woman who had children before, so they're a b'chol. It can't be a b'chol l'koyin because already there was a peter rechem. So the Gemara now is going on the opposite status, where a man had a vlad while he was a goy. What is the status of the future bunny? Do we cancel everything retroactively? Everything he had till now doesn't count. So this is his b'chol, the father's b'chol. What do we say? Since biologically children were born before, so the next one is not a b'chol. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein loy b'chol l'nachal." Rabbi Yochanan says there is no b'chol l'nachal because he's a gershon izgaya, was a masvusim zemosim. Whatever he had till now doesn't count. But still in all, in spite of the fact. No, I'm saying the reason why that son, the son that was born while he was a goy, he should be the b'chol anachlo. He's not a b'chol anachlo because they're masvusim zemosim or gershon izgaya. At the same moment, the next son is not either a b'chol anachlo. So he has no son. That's why he says ein loy b'chol anachlo. He has nobody because the next one is not the first, is not his righteous oinoi, and the one that he had before, Vuchayru Rabbi Yochanan has to acknowledge is not his son. I'm saying that because it affects the way we continue the sugya. Vuchayru Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the son that he had till now is not his son, either because Zirmasusim Zirmasim or Gershon is Gahir. And now, and the next son is not the first. He says he is. Really, he's going with Rabbi Yochanan Shita. I'm using the same lumbus you're using, just like you're saying that the one that was born till now doesn't count because Gershon is Gaya was the Masvusim Zemosa. So now the next one is your firstborn son. Zok to Rabbi Yochanan, ein loy b'chol anachle. Mishum dahavalei reishis oinoi. Lemaisa, he already had his reishis oinoi. Now it's interesting, if you're medactic in the words of Rabbi Yochanan, the way I would have touched it up, even as we go on in the sugya, the Gemara makes it more complicated. At this step of the Gemara, the way I would have explained it is very simple. When the Torah says, b'chor l'nachala, the Torah calls that son Reishis Oinoi. Okay. Reishis Oinoi means your first seed. Oh, it would almost stand to reason that if a guy was Stam Moitzi Zera, or at least Derech Bia, with other people and nothing happened from that Zera, maybe the next one is not Reishis Oinoi. Chazal praise Yankiv Avinu that he never was Moitzi Zera Levatola, and that's why Yaakov was able to say, Ruvain, B'choyri Yata Koichi V'Reishis Oini. Because Yaakov Avinu never had Aitzah Zera. So Ruvain was his first line. So really, when the Torah talks about Yerusha, it talks about it's not like the woman where it's talking about not her first Zera, but the Peter Rechem. There the Torah describes the firstborn as being the Peter Rechem. Okay, by the father, it describes him as a racious oin. So simply, we could explain Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan really is not a contradiction. His sheet is not a contradiction. And that is, in order for a Bechor to qualify to Yarshan his father, he has to be the father's first son, and it has to be Reishis Oinai. One second. Reishis Oinai, whatever Oinai means. Okay. But Oinai is him. Oinai is not the Vlad. Reishis Oinai is describing the father, not the son. You follow what I'm saying? So in Lomdus, one would be able to say like this. When the Torah was mafkir the Zerah of a goy, and the Torah said that that Zerah doesn't count, that's hafkor on the Vlad. In other words, that Vlad that's conceived from that Zera doesn't go after you. It's like a horse. So it doesn't count. The Torah never disqualified you from the connection to that Zera. It disqualified the person that was created from it, not the Zera itself. Therefore, from a technical standpoint, one would be able to say, Reishis Oinai means your first seed. So technically, like I say, if a guy lived with a woman for many years, they didn't have children. So the child that was born wasn't the first seed. Technically, he's not Reishis Oinai. Teretz says no. It's only a seed that materializes, that we recognize the seed as a seed. Okay? So when the Vlad is born, that's when we recognize the Zera that created that Vlad. But we have to look at it as two things, the Zera and the Vlad. Okay? The Zera and the Vlad. The Torah required for Bechaira, Reishis Oinai, your first Zera. So one could say very simple, Rabbi Eichon, Shita. Rabbi Eichon was like this, if a goy has a child when he's a goy, Reishis Oinai is cooked. Because he already, his Zera has emerged, and the Zera has created a Vlad, albeit that Vlad can't be miyukas to him. Doesn't matter. The fact is that his first Zera has been already used. You follow what I'm saying? So it's not relevant whether that Vlad is miyukas after him or not. Because the main nekud is that it's not his first Zera. And from a technical standpoint, you'd even be able to say that if the guy Zera, for whatever reason, didn't produce anything, then the future Vlad is not Reishis Oinai. But no. We only recognize Zera that actually produced something. So Zera that produced something is considered Reishis Oinai, and therefore anything after that is not Reishis Oinai. That's what I'm trying to say. Not only a Jew. It didn't have to produce your child either. Your child. A life. If the Zera, you can't call the next one your first Zera because you produced something. So really, is a simple navigation that Rav Yochanan could have here. And that is, the child doesn't inherit you because he's not your child. Because Gershon is Geyer, or because Zirmasusim Zirmasum, that's that. So why that child doesn't Yarshan you is simple. We don't need big Torah. That's that child. As far as the next child, it's not Reishis Oinai. It's not Reishis Oinai. Because it's not your first Zera to produce something. And therefore, it's not, that would be simple. And in the simple reading of the Gemara, if the Gemara would stop here, it would be simple. That's the Gemara. Let's be medayik in the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Rav Yechanan Oimer Ein Loi Bechor L'Nachala. He doesn't say, because the first one is his child. He says, Dehohavilei Reishis Oinai. He already had a Reishis Oinai. He doesn't say that the first one is your Reishis Oinai. He doesn't say the first child is your child. You had already a Reishis Oinai. Your ability to produce a Bechor L'Nachala has expired. Because you've already created a Reish HaZayin. Same thing. Correct. Now it's Takana Halacha. To me, this is such a simple longness that that's the way, Be'etzim, if this was the end of the sugya, that's the way I would have read it. The Gemara is saying very simple. The child that's born is not your child halachically. He's not Meyuchas after you, but you already had a Reishis on. You can't say that you had no Zera that came out that created something. And Memela, over. That's all. I was able to Gizok Pasha. But let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish Amar, Yesh Loi Bechol HaNachalo, Gel Shen Izgaya Kekotn Shanei Lodome. And Memela, what the Gemara means is, that just like we're recognizing, that Zera alone without creating anything is not called Reish HaZayinai. So Reish Lakish tags on another requirement. In order Reish HaZayinai, it has to be somebody that's Meyuchas after you. That Zera had to create somebody that's Meyuchas after you. And since Gershon is Gaya Kekon Shanei Lodami, so we don't associate what was created. So it's no different than you were Moitzi Zera Levatolch. That's the Machlekes. Actually, B'Yechonin seems more logical. But that would be the Machlekes. But now, if that would be the case, if I would be right, my simple explanation, then the sugi would end over here. This would be the end of the sugi. It's very logical. Everything is gishmak. Rav Yechonin holds his extra requirement of Reish HaZayinai, which you don't have here, because already you had a Reish HaZayinai. And Reish Lakish says, no, Gershon is Gai Kekon Shanel Domi disqualifies the Goyish kid even from associating to the Zera a status of Reish HaZayinai, and therefore you still qualify for Reish HaZayinai. But the Gemara says, no, the Ozdu L'Tamayu, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish gold the sheep aside. The Yitma we learned, and to this the Gemara brings a very complicated halacha. Hoyu loy bonim b'giyus b'yaisa goy. Finizgaya. The guy had children while he was a goy and he was a mizgaya. Okay, so now, question is, do we count those children that were here before? Rabbi Yechon Amar Kimpi v'rivya. Reish Lakish Amar loy Kimpi. L'chaim, this is an entire different machlekes. This is a completely different machlekes. Here, Rabbi Yechonin says, a chiddush, that you makayim p'riv alivya. It's a whole different chiddush. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with what we were talking about. This is very complicated to understand even how it works. How you makayim p'riv alivya? How you makayim p'riv alivya? A, the child is not miyuchas after you. It's not your child. B, even if the child would be miyuchas after you, you did the mitzvah when you were potter. That's the shagasai that we have here. If you look at Ma'am Makim, it's the Turei Evan. Divrei Amaschel, Ilei Mekofei Shoi. Shagasai says, the Gemara there says that if somebody eats matzah when he was a shoyte, he's not yoytze the mitzvah. Right? So let's say you have somebody who has a schizophrenia and he eats the matzah when he's not coherent. And then the same night of Pesach, he becomes coherent. He has to eat matzah again. Because the matzah he ate when he was not here, coherent, he's not makayim the mitzvah. In fact, the shagasari, the kivan the boys show you a shoyte potman a mitzvah, achil the boys show lav klumi. Since the matzah you ate then was when you were a shaita. So it's nothing. That night when you become coherent, you become chayav again, you have to eat again. First achil isn't bad. Kivin the lohoya boy says, shobar chiyuv. The koshal he says, the shagasai. Meodisa perek vav di yivam, and it's our sugi as well. Hoyle bonen bege Yosef in his gaya. Rav Yecha makim peri v'rivi. Afa gav nenech em etzuma peri v'rivi. Kedam we in the perek. Just like we learned in that halacha. And Mimela, he says, if it shouldn't count. And Mimela, Kurmish and his guy, but if you win, love me, he will be a widow. Oh, well, what's your name? Nikol Shmon, Kidmucha Chosa. So he's asking, based on the Sugi in Sanhedrin, that the potter from Periyavarivia. Right, that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Abba Mises Bez, and the Gemara Paskins over there. That a guy is potter from Periyavarivia. So he's potter from Periyavarivia. So basically, it shouldn't be better than if he ate matzah when he was potter from matzah. That's the effect of Shagasai. For Hashta, I might keep Periyavarivia, I'll be able to put him in Shagasai, I'll be able to show Abba Chiyuva, Periyavarivia. That's his kasha. Anyway, so this kasha already many of the achronim deal with and try to explain and answer the question how to work it out. Now his ultimate answer at the end. It's very difficult, because if you look at the end of that paragraph, he says, Loi Koshimidi, look at the last three lines. Tahoy Lebonim Bege Yusef in his guy or Loi Koshimidi. The Shani Awesome, the Shevas Bein on Voiko. Fahaf, I have to be awesome. He seems to say similar to what the Minchas Chinuch says. Minchas Chinuch seems to say that the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivia, right, is the ongoing mitzvah Piri V'Rivia, the ongoing Losheves. The ongoing, the fact, the nerds, Piri V'Rivia and Losheves are not two different. Simply, you learn these two mitzvahs. There's a mechanical mitzvah called Piri V'Rivia. And that mitzvah, you makayim by creating two people, either according to Beis Shammai, to Zchorim, according to Beis Hillel, Zohar, and Akeva. Right? And then there's another mitzvah called Losheves. Losheves is to civilize the world. And simply you learn these are two separate mitzvahs, two separate inyonim. The mitzvah deraisa of puravu, and then there's a mitzvah of losheves, a mitzvah kiyumis of losheves to civilize the world. And that mitzvah you makayim even after you already were makayim piri v'rivia. There's an ongoing losheves. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is no. Losheves is part of puravu. It's a definition of what puravu is. Puravu is not the actual creating of the Vlad, but civilizing the world. So it's almost like the Piri V'Rivia is almost like a Hechsher Mitzvah. Creating the child is only the Hechsher Mitzvah. The Yikir Mitzvah is to civilize the world. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch has a Shaila, maybe a Rebbe, Mekayim Piri V'Rivia with his Talmid. Civilizing the world. The Gemara says, Megadol Yosem Besech Beisai, Mekayim, Kilu Yoldai. It's the same idea, because the mitzvah of Puravu is not the creation, it's civilizing the world. You civilize the world. By doing that, you civilize the world. So now we take it to the other route. If the mitzvah is to civilize the world, so Lamaise, you civilize the world. The Goy, even though Gershon is Gaik HaKonshanoldam, and even though at the time he was potter. So the way that, again, I'm not telling you the Shagasai is not as clear as the Minchas Chinuch. He doesn't say it as clear as the Minchas Chinuch. But I believe one of the ways to explain what he's saying is that Minchas Chinuch basically sees it as the main mitzvah is to keep the world civilized. That's the mitzvah. And having the child is just a way to do that. To create that situation. And Mimela, who cares that you weren't mechuyev when you created? The creation is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the world is civilized al yodecha. So it is. It is. That's enough. Dayenu. That's how he understands. So the Minchas Chinuch therefore says, that's why by matzah, if you, where the mitzvah is the maisa achila. The mitzvah is not that matzah should be consumed. The mitzvah is the maisa achila. So there we scrutinize. When you ate the matzah, were you chayv in matzah? Were you not chayv in matzah? Because there we have to go back to the maisa. And if the maisa was done when you were not chayv, we don't have it. Masha'en came by pil yevarivya with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the pil yevarivya. Pil yevarivya is really what I would call the hechsher mitzvah. And the real mitzvah is the lo shevas. And memela, that's the ikar. And that's if you look at the Shagas Aryeh at the end. He says, even though hoyu loy bonim umesu, loy ki in pil yevarivya. Afagav the Rav Yechon in the last line there. Afagav the Rav Yechon. Polagav the Rav Nachman. V'sfir lei hoy lei banam esik loy kim b'vil. Mikamokim b'hoy lei banim b'yosei nachri moide deyikas shavus. Now the truth is, it's only this last line that makes me question whether the Shagas Aryeh is going like the Menachas Chinuch. Because there's another machlekes in Yevamos. If somebody had children, Rachman Lutzlan, they passed away. Is he still Makayim Pil Yevarivya? So Rav Huna says, yes, he's Makayim Pil Yevarivya. Rav Yechanan says, no. If the children have children, through them you could be Makayim Pil Yevarivya. But if you leave them with nobody, if the child dies, Rachmana Litzlan, and that child doesn't have a child, then you're not Makayim Pil Yevarivya. Okay? So L'chaira, if the Shagas Aryeh is learning like the Minchas Chinuch, okay, so actually, that would support his Chiddush. In other words, Rav Yechanan holds the main thing is the conclusion, not the act. And therefore, Rav Yechanan holds that if you had children as a goy, we don't care that you were a goy at the time that you did the action, because the results are what matter. And to support that, it's Rav Yechanan l'shitosai that he holds in Yevamos, if the kids die, you're not Makayim Pil Yevarivya. That's not a contradiction with his Chiddush. That complements his Chiddush. You follow what I'm saying? If the Shagas Aryeh is going with the same line of reasoning as the Minchas Chinuch, then these two things complement each other. A, if you had Goyim as a Goy, and then you convert, you're Makayim Pil Yevarivya, because it's the result that counts, not the action. Similar, in a similar vein, if they died, you're not Makayim Pil Yevarivya. So because the Gaon, the Shagas Aryeh, he ends his piece by saying, the Af Al Gav, even though Rav Yechanan argues and he holds, what do you mean Af Al Gav? That's perfect. So that spin, you hear what I'm saying? That spin sounds like, yeah, because Ovid Lei Sheves sounds like Minchas Chinuch. But if Itaka holds like the Minchas Chinuch, then if I was writing this piece in the Shagas Aryeh, I would write, for Rav Yechanan L'taimei, the Sfira Lei B'Yevamos, that if the children die, you're not Makayim Pil Yevarivya. But instead, the Shagas Aryeh ends with a spin here by saying, Afal Gav that he holds, you're not Makayim Pil Yevarivya if they die. Mikol Mokayim. So at the end of Mikol Mokayim. B'hoyu lei bonim b'yosei nachri moide deyikas shevus. So I think perhaps that his Afal Gav here is really saying like this. When he originally says the main thing is to civilize the world, to create civilization, right? He doesn't mean like the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is saying the mitzvah is not the mice of creating a child. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to civilize the world. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch learns having the child is like buying the lulav and esrog. That's what the Minchas Chinuch learns. Having the child is like buying the lulav and esrog. It's like building the sukkah. And the world being civilized, that's the mitzvah. That's the Minchas Chinuch. That's why I coined the Minchas Chinuch, just like you could buy a lulav when you're not chayiv in lulav. right? It would still work, because who cares when you did the Hechsher mitzvah? We only care when you did the mitzvah itself. So he says, similarly, who cares when you produce the child? Producing the child is only the Hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is the child is here. That's the Milchus Chinuch. Shagas Aliyah can't be learning like them. Even I would want to learn like the Milchus Chinuch. He can't be learning like the Milchus Chinuch. Because if he would be, then he wouldn't be asking, so why, if you had a child and he died, according to what I said, why are you... So I think he's saying differently. What he's saying is that the mitzvah of Piri Yevarivia does not end when you have the child, but it's a mitzvah in Meshechas. It continues. The mitzvah taka is to create the child. But since the Torah said L'Sheves, so the mitzvah is ongoing. And Memela, since the mitzvah is ongoing, Memela, so long that it's different than matzah. In other words, all the Shagas I really was looking for is to find a difference from matzah. He had a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah said that if you did a mitzvah when you're potter, it doesn't help you later when you become chayiv. Then he had our sugya that says that if you had a child as a goy, Rav Yechanan says it does help you. So he had a stira. So Shagas Hayim was looking for a distinction. So he had a distinction. Matzah is not ongoing mitzvah. Matzah, you makayim mitzvah when you eat it. And once you swallow it, the mitzvah's over. Whether you hold goyrin, meyayim, whatever, that's a shayla on its own, your mitzvah's over. Okay. Piri v'rivi is not like that. The mitzvah taka starts when you create the child. But the mitzvah is ongoing. Ongoing, because it says Lo Sheves. Lo Sheves. But it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It's not that that's the only part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is proven. Now, I have a problem with that too. Then it would make sense that the Shagas Aryeh is saying that if the mitzvah is taka, Lo Sheves doesn't describe what the mitzvah is. It's just a hemshech. Then l'chayr, if a guy's children died, so who cares? Who cares? Elamai, it has to keep on going. The l'shevis is not just to have a child and to create civilization. It has to keep on going. So if that's the case, l'chayr, once you're a Jew, so this child is not yours, so it's no different than Mesu. That's what the Shagas Aryeh means to say. You follow what I'm saying? Shagas Aryeh means to say with this last line, L'chayr, when the guy converts, so it's true he did a ma'isa periyavirvi. It's true he created civility. But now they died. And now when you need it, they're not here anymore. That's his kash. It's up their name. Since B'mitzias they're here, even though they're you're a goy, you're a Jew and they're a goyim, doesn't matter. It's still okay. That's what the L'chayr, what the... So that, I think, is the point of the Shagas Aryeh. The point of the Shagas Aryeh is, he's saying, Piri Yevarivia is not like the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch holds the whole mitzvah Piri Yevarivia is just creating civility. He holds the mitzvah Piri Yevarivia is creating the child. But it's a mitzvah nimsheches, keeps on going. And therefore, you makayim the mitzvah by the fact that the mitzvah is nimshech. On that he asks, what do you mean? L'chayr, we see if the child dies, the mitzvah ended. You have to do it again. So if you became a converted, so now the child's not miyuchas after you any longer. It should be like they died. It's up to their name. They didn't die because the fact is that they're here. Atkan, that's l'chayr what the Shagas Aryeh holds. But what's my problem with the Shagas Aryeh? If this is true what the Shagas Aryeh is saying, that the mitzvah is the ma'aseh piri v'rivia, but it continues. So it's very similar to Bris Milah. Very similar to Bris Milah. Like the Or Zeruah brings down, the mitzvah Bris Milah is not just when you cut off the arla. The mitzvah Bris Milah is the hemshech. The fact that you're a moho. The fact that you cut off the arla and that you're moho. So the mitzvah is ongoing. Okay? So if that's the case, l'chayr, all the Rishonim should agree. We pass like a bech. All the Rishonim should agree that if a guy did a bris milah balayla, or he did bris milah before the eighth day, should be fine. Because according to the gather of the Shagas Aryeh, which is as long as the mitzvah is ongoing, we don't care that you did it at a time when you were potter, so bris milah should be the same thing. But that's why I'm going back to Pirya V'Rivya. Shagas Aryeh is saying that by Pirya V'Rivya, since the mitzvah is ongoing, even though you did it at a time when you were potter, we don't care. That's what I'm asking you. If that's the case, why don't we say the same thing by bris milah?
Because this is, here you have a child. You populated here.
You don't have a kosher child. You don't have a child that counts because the child was born. Here you also have a bris milah. You're telling me, David, that the bris doesn't count because it was done at a time where the Torah said it's not quite.
It doesn't have the definition of bris milah. With this has the definition of populating the earth.
So you
populated the earth.
But we just said that the Shagas Aryeh is not saying it's just population. It's period of if. That's the mitzvah. But it's ongoing also. The Milchas Chinuch is the one who says it's not the mitzvah of having the child. Shagas Aryeh is not saying it's not a mitzvah to have the child. Mitzvah to have the child. But then there's a mitzvah ongoing to civilize the world. So it's mamish like bliss. It should be like bliss. If you learn like that, it should be like bliss. Now, a bigger problem I have, and this problem I have even on the Minchas Chinuch, maybe even more on the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch himself says, what would be a little different than our Gemara if the Goy had a child before he converted from a Jewish one? So Bashkov Rishani, you'd say, that's the best. That's even better. Right? That's even better. He had a child from a Jewish woman. It's a Jewish child. Gevaldik. It's a child from a Jewish woman. Then he converts. So now it's a Machai. He has biological children. They're not halachically his. But he has biological children who are Jewish. It's the only way for a goy to have biological children that are Jewish. By living with a Jewish woman. Okay. Zokta min chaschinuch. Even Rabbi Yechanan agrees, loy ki in Pirya V'Rivya. Even Rabbi Yechanan agrees. As I said, he says, why? Because Tosfos in Yevamos asks, how does this whole thing work? The child is not miyuchas safety. Tosfos in Yevamos Samach Beis asks, how? What's the child in Rabbi Yechanan? Havalei. The children are not miyuchas safety. So Tosfos says, since when you're a guy, they're miyuchas after you. When you were a guy, they were miyuchas after you. So now we still continue. We keep that connection to you. Since at the time of the birth, they were miyuchas. That's Tosfos' tenets. Read you Tosfos in Yevamos. That Tosfos says in Yevamos. Samach Beis. Here, Tosfos Divrei Hamaskil Samach Beis Divrei Hamaskil Rabbi Yechon. So Tosfos Vaday Lo Polag Rabbi Yechon. This guy Gershon is guy Kekonchon Eladami. He says Rabbi Yechon doesn't argue with Gershon is guy Kekonchon. He agrees. Sayim Akayim Peri V'Rivi. Listen to Tosfos. Says Tosfos Ela Mistavre. The Kivon Shebinachrusai. Since while he was a goy. He ain't Pirya V'Rivya. He doesn't mean obligation because he wasn't obligated. He means a mitzias. There was some kind of Kiyim Pirya V'Rivya. Dozaloi miyuchas acharov bo'isei shah. Niftar mi Pirya V'Rivya gam kishin is gaya. So Tosfos is telling us that really now the child is not miyuchas after you. So how are you makayim Pirya V'Rivya? Tosfos says, well, since at the time of the birth, it was miyuchas after you. So we sort of keep that status. Whatever that, what does that mean? It sounds like it's just confusing. Whatever that means. So comes the Milchas Chinuch and he says, but that's because b'umas halach achar azochar. By Goyim, the child is miyuchas after the father. See, he says the milchas chinuch, but if he lives with a Jewish woman, child is not miyuchas after him. So Mela, he's not mekayim pregim him at all. Not a goy, not after his megaya. So according to the milchas chinuch, it's worse for a Jew, for him to live with a Jew, he's not mekayim pregim him. Which to me makes the Rambam in our sugi even more complicated. We brought down here a Rambam. The Rambam adds a major condition to this whole puzzle. The Rambam says the children have to be Magaya for you to Makayim Periphery. There's not a remez of it in the Gemara. There's not a remez of it, not here and not in Yevamos. Not even a gematria.
Still not related.
They're less related. They're less related. Look at the Rambam. Perek Tezvav Alochavav Hilchasishas. Hoyuloi Bonim Begeyusa. That's our Gemara. Finizgayer Huvahim. Finizgayer Huvahim. And he and they were Megayer. That's our Rambam. Finizgayer Huvahim. Harei zeh kiyei mitzvah zu. Fascinating. But he says if he was an Eved, who like kiyei mitzvah zu. She Eved ain't lechayis. Sounds better, he sounds like Toisus. Sounds like Toisus. Right? Because if it would just be Ovid leishavis, you mitzvahs, you biologically brought a kid into the world, it should apply to Eved also. Right? The Eved had a baby with a shivch. Should also be Makai and Peri for you. But the Rambam says no. Because Sha'evet ain't lo yichus. The Yevet's not me yichus. Now, every Geirus creates an element of Kotn Shanelet. Right? So technically, when father and son are Magayer, they're even further apart. You follow? When the father's Magayer, he's a Kotn Shanelet. When the son's Magai, he's a Kotn Shanelet. They're just going, they're drifting further apart. They may be culturally uniting. Maybe they could become members in the same shul. And maybe the shul could charge them two separate memberships. L'chayr al-pidin. And maybe the shul wants to give them the courtesy of a family membership. But that's a chayshim mishpachai. If we use a yoredei, I have to pay two memberships. What? Why does it help the father that his son converted? In what way does it help the father that the son converted? The son is even less miyuchas after. I mean, I can't call it less, because once you conchonel, you conchonel. I'm just saying, technically, the son just stepped another step away from his origin. Okay? And the origin is what you're holding on to. That's what Toysus is saying. Toysus is saying, the reason why pre-review works is because b'yose goy. Right? That's what Tosfos is saying. Since when you were a guy, it was miyuchas after you, so it continues to be miyuchas after you. As I said. Now the Vilna, the Shulchan Aruch also, by the way, passes like the Rambam. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Hoyu leibonim b'yesha yakum. This is Simon Aleph, Siv Zay. Hoyu leibonim b'yesha yakum. Also requires that they should both be Magaya. They're not both Magaya, it doesn't work. They stay. So the Vilna Gaon over here, if you look at the Vilna Gaon, he says clearly, ve'ein asugi de bechayrus muach kedivrei haRambam. He says ubi yevomus floy nizkar klal b'gemara. This is the end of the Vilna Gaon in Ois Yud Zayin. The Vilna Gaon says, I'll just read it for you. Says floy nizkar klal b'gemara elav nizgaya. The Gemara doesn't say a word about the children being Magaya. The Rambam threw that out like, you know, like another loop, which which, like I said, doesn't give us any more clarity in the sugya at all. Because there's no clarity in the sugya. Okay. But one thing is clear, that the Gemara, instead of learning Kipshuta the way we explained the Gemara, Rashi's Ayin, the Gemara went into this whole cholent, which is not an easy cholent to go through. This, the parsha is not an easy parsha. How to explain the parsha. So, as far as the Rambam, I think that we could say Pshan the Rambam is like this. There's another Gemara, a difficult Gemara, Yevamos. The Gemara discusses Ben Azai not getting married. The Gemara has a discussion how Ben Azai didn't get married. Very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Just as a caveat, could be a shtickle mocker to the Rambam. The Rambam is learning that there's no way you could be Mekayim Pidur V'Rivya if the kid's a goy. That's what he seems to be saying. He has to be Nizgaya Huvahim. There's a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi has a shaila if you're Mekayim Pidur V'Rivya with a mamzel. Okay, the Bavli seems to hold you Mekayim. Yerushalmi has a debate in Yevamos whether you're Mekayim Pidur V'Rivya with a mamza. But Al Kuponim, the Ben Azai wasn't Mekayim Pidur V'Rivya. And based on that, Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Ben Azai Shita. Choshka Nafshe Batoira, he wants to learn. He doesn't want to do Pidur V'Rivya. It's too much of a strain on his learning. So I'll read you the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Omuloy Ben Azai. A Rebbe should be Mekayim what he teaches. Yesh noe doiresh u'mekayim. Ve'ein noe doiresh ve'ein mekayim. The Chachamim told Ben Azai, it's not nice to be a Rebbe that doesn't keep what he teaches. Ve'ata doiresh ve'ein mekayim. You're not Mekayim. Ben Azai taught the Halacha Pirya V'Rivya, and he himself didn't do it. So he answers them, Omar lei Ben Azai, umo ese, shenafshi choshka batoyah. First, that's a very strange answer. What does that mean? What's meant this? Nafshi choshka batoyah. Nafshi choshka batoyah. But there's a Torah. But the Torah says you have to have children. Nafshi choshka batoyah. I don't want to be busy with that. Family life, it's draining. Why are you choshik batoyah? Because Hashem told you to be choshik batoyah. And Hashem told you to be a kaim mitzvah. What does that mean? I was once teaching with a Rebbe who was a chain smoker. And I say over this story frequently because it's such a Musa Haskell chain smoker to such a degree that he couldn't even speak. His voice was hoarse. He couldn't even speak. He would just get hoarse from this. He had a whisper. And every day I would give him Musa about his smoking. Every day. I said, what are you doing? You're killing yourself. He would say, I can't control myself. I can't stop. First of all, I told him, I hold you can't be a Rebbe. Mamish, I use this Gemara Yevamos. I said, Bishleim, if you're going to be from those people who insist smoking is not dangerous. Okay. So he said, you're a radical person. Smoking is not dangerous. Okay. So you could look at your Talmidim in the eye and you could say, you know what? I hold this is not killing me. That's why I do it. So you're radical, but okay, but at least you're grounded. L'shitoscha, you're grounded in the Torah. But when you look at your Talmidim and you go, I know this is killing me. Abach Kenish, can't control myself. That's what he used to say. I can't control myself. He had a dream. He came to me one morning in the yeshiva. I was so happy. It was morning Seder. He comes running over to me. He goes, Rebbe Tzal, I had a dream last night. He says that he died from lung cancer. I was so happy. Not that he died, chas v'shalom. But I was happy that he had such a dream. I figured he'll stop smoking. He says, you're not going to believe what happened. He says, I came up to the Kisei HaKov, and the Rebbeinu Shlom said, in recognition of your so many years in chinuch, we'll let you have one more request. What's your request? He says, I asked for one more cigarette. So nice to show you. Anyway, so I told him, we teach Talmidim Meseches Krisus. We teach them about Arayas. We teach them about Gneve. Why can't the Talmud tell you the same thing? Taka? There's an Isser to be Baal Anida, but... Chakenisht. Chakenisht? Well, she told her. You have a mitzvah b'chai b'em. I can't control myself. No, see, he also can't control himself. He has his things and you have your things. So that's what Chazal told Ben Azai. Yesh no doyga shu mekayim v'ato doyga shu eini mekayim. What's going on? Zokta Ben Azai. So first he says, what can I do? Nafshi choshka b'ter. But Ben Azai was a huge scholar and he knew that that's not an answer. That alone is not an answer. Because what kind of answer is that? You want to learn, but Hashem wants you to do this. So too bad. Zoktel, listen to his lashon. Efshel lo oylam sheyiskayim al yedei achir. This is even more confusing than his first statement. It's possible for the world to be miskayim with other people. You don't need me to be involved in this process. What do you mean you don't need you to be involved? Hashem gave you a mitzvah. I come sukkahs. So you know this whole thing with the sukkahs, with the dalal minim, with checking other people's love. The whole thing makes me crazy. You know what? Ditch it. Ditch the whole thing. I'm going into my study, and I'm learning. Somebody will come to you and say, Rebbe, let's do the mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah lulav. I say, listen, Mars and nafshi choshka b'teira. I'm too busy learning. I can't get involved with this. Say, Rebbe, but tachmein, what's going to do with the mitzvah? No. Fogel shake luluf. Ef shaloyim sheyiskayim al yedei achirim. What kind of answer is that? He has a mitzvah piri of Olivia. There is a concept called mitzvah she'ef shaloyosos al yedei achirim. You're not mevatel Torah. That means if there's aveda on the floor, okay, and I'm in the middle of learning, and he shows he punkta happened to be a minute he's not learning. See, Michel should pick it up, not me. You should pick it up. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. She'ef shaloyos al yedei achirim. Hashem didn't say, I have to pick up the aveda. The aveda has to be picked up. Piri of Levi is not such a mitzvah. Piri of Levi, they wish to give mitzvah on every Jew. Piri of Levi. Person lives in Williamsburg, he can't say, you know what? My neighbors will makayim 20 times for me. Piri of Levi. I'm living in between two families that are 20 kids each. So I'm gonna have a Moshe and a Chava. Efshel, nish efshel. It's neskayim al yedei achirim. Narishkeit, right? So what's the Gemara give us? And all the pshatim are very difficult. The Rav Moshe has a mahalach that, and this many achrayim learn this way, that the reason why the rule of efshel of mitzvah she efshel neskayim, why he didn't have to be mevatel it. Torah is because you only have to be mevatel Torah on a mitzvah veris that will only occupy you temporarily. And then you can go back to learn. Okay? But Rechayim b'tzavari means now you're not going to be able to go back to learn. Over there you're not mechuyev to do it. So then, Ben Azai should have said that. Ben Azai had a simple answer. Ben Azai should have said, let me give you another lesson in Hilchos Bittul Torah. If you're stopping to do a mitzvah, you could go back to learn. Good. Like the Rambam, Yachzal Talmud. If it's such a mitzvah, I'm a chuyiv. He didn't say that. He said, Ef shaloyim sheyiskayim al yedei achirim. It's very strange. Very strange. So, what I think the Hezbollah over here is like this. The whole Lashon HaMishnah in Yevamos is interesting. That the Mishnah says that Lo yivatel adam yipil yivaribya until he has a zocho in a cave. Once he has a zocho in a cave, he can be mevatel from pil yivaribya. Lo yivatel adam yipil yivaribya until he has a zocho in a cave. So Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says that the mitzvah pil yivaribya is to try to produce. He says, fakert, somebody never has children, he did the mitzvah his whole life. He tried to produce. The mitzvah is not, fakert, you become potter from the mitzvah once you have a zocho in a cave. So according to him, if somebody lived for 50 years, they tried to do period of living, they were kind for 50 years. Rather, they never had, or they had when they were age 50. Somebody, or they had it after 50 years of trying. According to Tzvi Pesach Frank, the guy that tried for 50 years, his mitzvah was more extensive than the guy who got married. He had twins. His wife became pregnant the night of the chasana. And 9 months later, they had twins. Mazel tov, mekayem per yivrivin. According to Tzvi Pesach Frank, the guy who didn't have children for 50 years, and then either did or didn't, but let's say they did, they had a longer mitzvah. The mitzvah is trying. Once you have a zachon akeva, you're part of the mitzvah. It's an interesting type of mitzvah. But the Lashon HaMishneh complements what he's saying. It doesn't say you have to have a zachon akeva. It also explains how you could have such a mitzvah. How could the Baruch Hashem give a mitzvah? A person is absolutely not in control. He can't be in control of having a child. They can't be in control of the gender of the child. How could the Teretz is turning give you a mitzvah? Give you a mitzvah. Civil attempt. The mitzvah is the attempt. Adarabah. Person does it for more years, he attempts more years. Mekayim mitzvah for longer. Lo yivatel odem mipil yivoriviyah. Atchei lezach onekeh. The pshat is like this. There's different kinds of mitzvahs. Most of the mitzvahs in the Torah are on you. Okay? I have a mitzvah to shake lulav. It's beini levein koini. I have an obligation. The Rabbanu Shloim by Pir Yevoriviyah, the Rabbanu Shloim gave the mitzvah on the world, on the Welt. It's true. Nobody is potter from this mitzvah. It's not that somebody is potter. But it's not like your classic mitzvah shebeguf. Classic mitzvah shebeguf is I have to eat matzah. I have to put on tefillin. My body has to experience a certain mitzvah. On that, either I do it or I don't do it. I can't make a shliach to do it. It can't be miskayim. It's not shaykh. Piyuv Chivi is like a choiv. It's like you have a debt. You're in this world. You have a debt to be part of the civilization. You have a debt. You have a priest choiv. That every person in this world, the Rechaim HaKadosh says in Bereishis, when Hashem gave the mitzvah Puravu, if you look at the pasuk, He gave it to the Dgei Hayam. He gave it to the fish. He gave it to the Puravu. Obviously, a fish is not chayv in the mitzvah. But the Rebbeinu Shlom gave a dictate that all the civilization has to continue the civilization. It's like a choiv. It's a choiv on each. So it's a peroyan choiv. Comes Ben Azai says, this is the kind of mitzvah that's efshel yosos al yidei achir. My contribution is going to be ter. My contribution is going to be ter. I, normally by a mitzvah shebeguf, a mitzvah that's on me that can't be miskayim al yidei achir. I have to do myself. That's a mitzvah that's on me, but Torah is me. But a mitzvah that's for the world, to affect the world, but now as I said, for me, it's Efshel Skai Ma'adechem. Klapi me, it's Efshel Skai Ma'adechem. And Taka, the Medrash Rabbah compliments this, because the Medrash Rabbah says that Benazai was Makayim per Yivrivius through teaching Torah.
Why
did
he say it?
Okay. He did say that. He said, Nafshi Choshka B'Torah, I'm going to do it through Torah, and the physical is Efshel Zayi Dechegim. But really, if you look at Pri Yivrivia, that's the kind of mitzvah it is. You know, we don't have such a mitzvah. We don't have a mitzvah where the attempt is a mitzvah. The mitzvah of matzah is you eat matzah. If you try to eat matzah, you don't get a mitzvah. Hashem may give you a check for trying, but you're not getting a mitzvah achilas matzah. There is no such a mitzvah. Find me such a mitzvah where the mitzvah is to try. There is no such a mitzvah. And the zochun akeva, the shteis charm, is only where it ends. That's where the mitzvah ends. Once you do that, there's no longer a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is the attempt. Kivon that you have a zochun akeva, you could be mevatel from the mitzvah. So it's mamish like a pagoyin choif. On that, Ben Azai held, Nafshi Choshka Bater is the answer. Nafshi Choshka. This Choyv on the Welt. Sky Maldeachim. That was Ben Azai. That was Ben Azai's answer. That's consistent. It's consistent with what he said. Oh. So I think that the Peshat here is like this. Once you look at it like that, that the mitzvah is the Choyv, really, a Goy that has children, Als Goy, he's also Makayim L'Shevet. He's also Makayim L'Shevet. Because L'Shevet was given on the whole civilization. Now, if we go back to Tosfos Loshon, a very strange Loshon Tosfos uses. Tosfos says in Yevamos, when he brings down his concept, Tosfos says that the goy, Alz goy, was Makayim Pir Yevamos. Strange Tosfos. Tosfos says, Mistavre, there's a Loshon Tosfos. Kimon Shebenachusai, Kiyim Pir Yevamos. When he was a goy, he was Makayim Pir Yevamos. And the Mela, through that is Yetzer. Through that is Yetzer. So Toysus, Tozarim Yuchzachov Boy Say Shot, Niftim Yipir Yivariv Yigamshin is Gaia. It's Mamish what we were saying. You have a choiv. Every person in this world has a choiv. To contribute. To make attempt to contribute to the civilization. Now, once you had a Zachon Akeva, the debt is paid up. You paid it up. You're not still chayiv to continue to be Isaac in it. Till then, you're chayiv to be Isaac. The mitzvah is to be Isaac and pay it. Once that debt is paid, you don't have to be Isaac anymore. Zok Toysis. See, he paid it. Binachrusai. He says, Binachrusai can't pay it. Binachrusai, he was Makayim pay it. And the mail, it's over. End of story. Makayim pay it. And now he becomes Mizgaya. This is, the debt was paid. The choiv to civilization was paid up. You can't tell him, well, he's being Mavatl from Pir Yevariv. I don't need a child now to be Miyuchas after me. I was Makayim Pir Yevariv. But Tosfos says, Klaw, Binachrusai ki in Pir Yevariv. Now, if Pir Yevariv will be a mitzvah like Achilas Matz and Mara, then, if you weren't chayiv at the time, it's nothing. But if Piriyav Rivi is a chayiv, Piroyin chayiv to the world, then there's no such thing as prematurely paying your chayiv. The debt was paid. The Baruch Hashem put a debt on civilization, or Piriyav Rivi debt. Goyim, even Goyim amakayimit. Goyim amakayimit. Jews have an obligation to do so. So the guy, he paid his debt. Binachrusa, he paid his debt. Oh. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, but the civilization, just like monkeys, have this dictate from Hashem to produce monkeys. Right? And elephants have a dictate to Luminehu, to produce elephants. So the Rambam, Yisrael, has to civilize the world with Yisrael. Halt the Rambam that the debt is not paid up until they're Magaya. It's not that I need the Geiris to be Miyachasa to me. The Piroyan Choiv, the Rambam holds, is not Miskayim unless you civilize the world Lemineu. And out of Yisrael, the obligation has to be Lemineu. So it's not that I need a Yichas to the, if I need a Yichas to the Vlad, the Geiris won't help me. The Geiris doesn't make the child more connected to me. But the Geiris makes a different type of civilization. What do you mean? Oh, it's very good. The Rambam is very good. The Rambam is saying that an Eved, even Bishas, when he's an Eved, he's Mufka. Shvulach and Poyim Achamo. Even when he's an Eved, it's not a kin. Tosfos' whole idea was that Alz Goy, you paid up the Choyv. He didn't pay up a chav. He doesn't have a chav. He didn't pay up a chav. He's not in the parish. That's what the Rambam says. Tosfos says that when you're a goy and you have a child, you're makayim pir yevariv at the time. And Tosfos says, why? Because binachrusay zari meyuchas acharav. Yeah, that's what he says. Now, the question is, binachrusay, while he was a goy, binachrusay. Now, I want to tell you like this. It could very well be, just to get a kiyum with the Rambam, could very well be that just to answer the Goyen's kasha, what everybody's asking on the Rambam, why doesn't the Gemara make it Tanai? The Geiris. So I would say that it's very hard to learn the Rambam Kipshuta. Meaning, to learn that the Rambam's adding, I'm giving you a svara, but it's very hard to learn the Rambam Kipshuta because our Gemara doesn't say a word about it. Our Gemara doesn't say a word. But I want to tell you, this is a chap that I had, and this will explain Mamzer. Because Mamzer, that's the shayla of the Yerushalmi. Mamzer won't be a king of the Rivia, because you're not civilizing the world with your min. You're civilizing the world with a limited, with a person that has limited ability to civilize the world. Tzfot l'minehu. Tzfot l'minehu when you have a Mamzer. That's the Yerushalmi shayla. So I want to tell you like this. There's a shayla by us in the Rosh, the Divrei Chamudis, here in the Sugya, has a shayla. What happens to Chas V'Shalom, a person has a child, and they go off the derech. Heimer Dosa. They go off the derech. So he says it's Mestama Yimakayim Perivriv. But there's a debate. Some say if the child goes off, it's a problem. It's a problem. Which, again, fits this concept you have to civilize the world. Leminehu. But he says, no, Yisrael, Afal Pishachota Yisrael. That's his idea. So you could say like this. The absolute obligation of Periv Rivi is to bring a person into the world. Right? With the potential to civilize the world. Okay. So Lamash. The halacha is, if somebody gives birth to an islandess, so he's not Makai Periv Rivi. Because not Roy Lahoylet. Right? The islandess is not Roy Lahoylet. What happens if he gives birth to a girl who's not an Alice, but she just doesn't have kids? She doesn't get married. Doesn't have kids. So yeah, it's okay. Why? Potential. Potential. So when the guy had Bonin, Begeyusai, and he was Mizgaya, they also could be Mizgaya. There isn't a species barrier between him and them. They could be Megaya. Now, if they are Megaya, so then the mitzvah has reached its full potential. If they're not Megaya, they weren't. But Lav Daf, the Gemara couldn't say that you mechuyev to have another one before they're Megaya. Because they have potential to be Megaya. There's no death sentence on them that they can't be Megaya. The Rambam is saying, when is the mitzvah fulfilled? Then it's gaihu. But that's not part of your obligation now to make them gaihu. That's not your obligation. But it also explains many other kashas. Because they say over B'Shem Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim asked the kasha on this Rambam, he says, I don't understand the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's like a whole new kind of period of Olivia, Geiris. The mitzvah period of Rivia is unquestionably a biological mitzvah to have children. According to the Rambam, it comes out, this guy had a child, right, as a guy. Now he converts. Not Mekayim period of Rivia. Now they convert, he is Mekayim period of Rivia. How does that link? How does that link to him? You copy what I'm saying? In other words, according to the Rambam, a new kind of mitzvah. Geirus. And that's period of Rivia. There is no such a mitzvah in Tariag. But according to the way I'm learning, it's not like that. The mitzvah was that he had children. The children can convert. The fact that they convert. So he brought children into the world that potentially can convert. Now, when will the mitzvah see its completion? This guy will. But, and if they don't, you could say he still has a chayv to the world if that never happens. But the fact is, his contribution is not the fact that they're Megaya. His contribution was that he brought people into the world.
Until they're Megaya, he's like the person who kept trying to have children.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say.
He's no better than anybody else.
He's better than the person who's just trying, because he actually brought the potential into the world. He brought a child into the world. The ultimate kiyum, right? The ultimate kiyum is not till they're Megaya. He's definitely one step close. No, so again, but how is he Mekayim? So the Vilna Gaon is asking, according to the Rambam, what do you mean kiyum period of Rivia? The kiyum period of Rivia is the Geirus. The answer is no. The kiyum period of Rivia is to bring them in the world. The Geirus is the completion of that kiyum. But that's not his piece. His mitzvah was that he brought somebody into the world that could be Megaya. Until they were Megaya, there's a barrier. But that's not his, that, his piece of the puzzle is to do, is to bring the child into the world. Huh? That's worse, because that's what I was explaining to Akiva. Because then there was no Purim Chayv B'Shaita. The whole Tosfos in Yevamos is saying that the way to pay up a Chayv is you have to bring, you have to contribute your child into the... Into, that's the whole Tosfos in Yevamos. Kivan Shebenach Rusai Misyachis Achrov. That's really what Tosfos basically says is, since you contributed Al's Goy, that's really what he's saying in English. Since you contributed Al's Goy, it's not mistaken that you should now have to contribute again. Again, that whole logic only works if you learn it's a choiv. It's a choiv to contribute. No, I did it then. It's paid up. It's consult. Zok the Rambam, but they still have to be Magaya. But that's what Shlomo is saying. Okay, stop.